Learning Masech this Yuma Daf Samach Dalad and Aleph. We have the Machlokes of Balei Chayim Nidachim. The Mishnah talks about, let's give an example of the Sila Azazel dying. You have the Shnei Sim, you did Agrola, you have now a Sila Hashem and Sila Azazel, and then the Sila Azazel dies. So we need to get another two Seirim and do Agrola. So whichever seer comes out from the second period to be Sila Azazel, that is Tachas, the first Sila Azazel. The question is, the Sila Hashem, they have two of them. You have the original one, and you have the one from the second Agrola. The question is how to read the Mishnah. Rav says, you makrev the original one. Rabbi Yechon says, no, you have to makrev dafka the second one. Why does Rabbi Yechon only have to makrev dafka the second one? Because of Dichli. Since when the Sila Azazel died, you cannot use the Sila Hashem right now, because it's missing its counterpart, it's missing its Sila Azazel. So it's Dachli. Once it's Dachli, even the Nidcha, it cannot be reinstated. That's the one that has to be Yira, and the Sila Hashem has to come from the second pair. Rav says, Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim. If it's alive, it can never have a Chala Chalais Dichli. And the Gemara first says, where does Rav know it from? First, the Gemara wants to learn from Mechus Zman. And Mechus Zman, every animal, when it's born, it should be dachli. It can't be used as a carbon until it's 8 days old. It's mechus zman. That the Gemara says no, but that it was never roi. If it was never roi, it's not dachli. If it was roi and then it became ois roi, that's a different thing. That's nir v'nidcha. So Gemara says he learns that from mum oiver, that a behema was roi and it got a mum and now it's no longer roi, but it's a mum oiver when it becomes ois bal mum. Then it becomes roi again. So you see that that works, and how do you know that works? It's yilun from mishchasim behem mum bam, dafka when the mum is inside. And Rabbi Yechonon says, you have a gzeris akas mishchasim behem, only here you say that other places it's halva nidcha nidcha. That's the sugya. So Taisus asks the following question. Kum Taisus seem to be arguing about nir v'nidcha. L'maisa by dichli miyikara, we do have a limud from mechus zman. We do have a limud from mechus zman that by dichli miyikara balei chayim can't be nidcha. The question is, what about Nira v'nidcha? Nira v'nidcha. So then, Rav says that we learn out from Mum Oivet that Nira v'nidcha is also not Dichai. And Rav doesn't have a limit from Nira v'nidcha. But about Dichai Mi'ikara, we should learn from Mechus Zman that there's no Dichai Mi'ikara. Problem is, Taisus asks the Kasha. Rav Yechonon says, in Kedushin and in Zvachim, that even Dichai Mi'ikara is Dichai. He was talking about if you have a behema belongs to two Shutfim. And one of the shufim is makdish his half. So you can't bring it as a carbon. Only half of it is kaddish. Then he buys the other half and he's makdish the other half. It says, it's kaddish of ein kreva. You have to be paid it. Why? Because dichai mikar have a dichai. Since at the time that you were makdish it, it was dachai. So mele dichai mikar have a dichai. So the shaila is, Rabbi Yechon Lechar could only argue about nir v'nidcha. Because there, you can't learn out from Mechus Zman, that's Dichai Mi'ikara. Elamai Mum, learn out from Mum Eiver, so Rebbechus Xeris Akas is not to learn from Mum Eiver. But about Dichai Mi'ikara, how could there be an argument? Mechus Zman! As I affect Taisus Akasha. So Taisus Teretzis, he says it in a few words. He says, V'loidomi l'Mechus Zman. That case is not the same as Zman. The Hasam is Shah Shek Disha Haisu Dachoya. From the time of the Hektish, it was Dachoy. L'chara, what Taisus means is like this. There's two types of dichli. If the dichli was before the hektish, then we see from Mechus Zman there's no dichli. If the dichli was, it can't be makdish it, it can't be a carbon, but you never makdish it. It was just the dichli before the hektish. So then, enechinami, they won't say dichli mikar. But if you were makdish it, and at the time of the hektish, it was dachli, then the Be'echel's dichli mikar have a dichli. So the Karanaya in Zachim Nafid Bezim and Aleph is Masbah, there's two types of Dichoy. There's a Dichoy where the Behem is Bechal not Roy, like a Balmum and Mechus is Man. So there is no Dichoy Mikar. Why? Because it's like the Behem was born. If a Behem is born without being Roy, and then it becomes Roy, like Mechus is Man. So there's no Havin of Dichoy because it wasn't in the Parsha yet. It's just like it became born, it comes into the world, and we don't say it was Dichoy before. So even after it came into the world, but it's not ready to a carbon, it's not in the parish of Kabbanis Bechlau. So there's no Dichai Bechlau, Bechai Gavna. But then, there's the Kedusha that becomes the Chuyah. the hektish of the behemah is not roi. The behemah is roi, like behemah shleish shufin. The behemah is roi, but the hektish is not roi. So there, then it's a dicha even by dicha miyikara. You see, the Brisker Rav says there, and the Chalushi agrees, he says like this, he says it in a Brisker Eifin. He says, dicha miyikara is different than nirv and nidcha. It's chalak v'iki yisei dinam. Not the pshat, that they're both one parsha of dicha, but it's a stronger dicha when it's nirv and nidcha. Dicha miyikara is a shvacher of dicha. So sometimes the chalukim. No. There's two separate dinim. There's a din of dicha miyikara, and a din of nirv and nidcha, and they're for two separate reasons. Dicha miyikara is a din of nechalais hektish. If you don't have a hektish, you can't have dicha miyikara. There's no chalais dicha miyikara is a din of hektish. Hektish that can't be used is chal in a oifin of kedusha ve'ena kreva. If you maktish something, and this hektish is not a hektish which can be nikrav on the mizbech, then hektish will never work. This hektish can never be revived. Without dicha, you'll say, okay, it's hektish. Right now it can't be on the mizbech, but as soon as it becomes ready to be on the mizbech, like the case of the shutfim, you have the half of bein, it's hektish. Right now you can't be makrivit because you weren't only makdish half. But as soon as you buy the other half and you makdish the other half, so now it works. But dicha mikara says no. A hektish that can't be nikrav is ishken hektish. It's a pasul hektish. So it can have, this hektish is possible. It can have, you can't change it. That's it. It's finished. But near the nilchah zedin in the behema, a behema that becomes not roi for a carbon, that behema is chalap sul, chalap sul is beach, so that sul is going to remain on the behema forever. That's dafka when it's chal up sul. That means the behema really should be roi, was roi, and now it becomes possible. But if it was never roi to begin with, that's my mechus is man, it's not a chalais sul. That's like the behemah wasn't in the parish of Bechlal. So that's Pshat and Taisus. Taisus says that dichli miyikara, that's dichli, is dafka when the hektish is dachli. When the behemah is dachli, there is no dichli miyikara, that's when learn from Mechus's man. The Taisus Shanim has a different Taisus. Shanim doesn't like Taisus Taisus, right, Taisus? He holds his no chilik. But he says that the reason why Bechlan doesn't learn from Mechus's man is because Mechus's man is memela nifka. Anything that happens on its own is not called dichli. About mum, something has to change. Has a mum over, and the mum has to go away. So then, that's called the dichli. And now Rabbi Yechiel learns out that's dafka by mum that you don't say dichli. But mechuzah's man, anything which goes away in the mail, Rabbi Yechiel knows b'chal not a dichli. A dichli that's the dichli is going to go off by itself without anything changing. That's not a dichli. He says in other teretz that could be mechuzah's man is the same as b'chal mum. In other words, really, Rabbi Yechon holds that dicha miyikara is havi dichli. I want you to learn out from Mechus's man that it's not a dichli. The teretz is because the same limud that says that by mum, it's dafka by mum, not by anywhere else. Mechus's man is also a mum. Mechus's man is the same parish as mum. So memela, the pasuk that tells you don't learn out from mum than anywhere else. There won't be dichle bebalechayim. That pasuk is also telling you, don't learn from Mechus's man that anyone else there won't be dichle bebalechayim. The Sfasemis says that he's mamtik a bissel. He says that the Sefer Achinuch writes that the pshat of Mechus's man is it's not developed yet. It's still chaser. It's missing. So it's the same idea as mum. It's not shalim begufay. His son-in-law, the Bendina Rav, who writes the brackets in the Sfasemis, also brings a Rambam. That says that Rambam Surim is back by Gimel Achatas. He says all these mechuzas man are like a balmum. Mechuzas man is associated with balmum. The din that by mum there's no dichoy, that gzeres akasa could apply to mechuzas man. But lemaisa by any other dichoy, Rabbi Yechon knows there is a dichoy. Now Teis Yishanim also reads ice that we had here earlier in the sugya about mechuzas man of Eisav es Benai, that Eisav es Benai has din of mechuzas man. So he wants to know, Lefi Rabbi Yechanan, let's say you have a carbon, and then you shech the mother of the carbon. So now you're not allowed to shech the carbon, it's Eisav es Benai. Right? So the Shaila is, why do you say it's Nirav v'nitcha? It's Nirav v'nitcha, right? Ravot b'achayim en nidachim, but Rabbi Yechanan holds Nirav v'nitcha, anytime you shech the mother of a carbon, the carbon should become possible l'olam because of Nirav v'nitcha. So he says, the same teretz you say for Mechus's man. If Mechus's man is because it's Memela, So Eisiv Nai is also because it's Memela. If it goes off Memela, it's not a Dichoy. If the Teretz of Mechutz's man is, it's the same thing as Mum. So this is also Mechutz's man. This also would be the same Xeris Akasav of Mum. I saw the Karen Iris says in Zvachim, they also become that Dichoy because the Behemah is really Roy. The Behemah is Roy. There's an Isser. The Isser makes the Mechutz's man. If the Behemah is not Roy, so that could be a problem of Dichoy. If it's not Roy mitzad the Etzim Behemah, mitzad the Hektish, then it could be Dichoy. But if it's a Zaytik Isser, even though the Gemara calls it Mechutz's man, Legabe Shute Chutz, but it wouldn't be Dichoy because there's nothing wrong with the Behemah or the Hektish. It's just an Isser. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara has a Josh Mishchasim Behem Mum Bum, that Behem Rabbi Yechanan learns that Dafka by Bali Mum in the Dinis, there has to be Mum Bum, but everything else you say Helva Nidcha Yidcha. And Rav learns out from Mishchasim Behem that it's only Be'en that you can't bring it, but Teruvis you could. And Rabbi Yechanan also holds that they Teruvis you could. He just has two Joshes, Behem and Bum, and he's Behem Bum Loidarshi. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara brings this thing that the Teruvis is Mratza. It brings the Machlokes Rablez and the Rabbanan. That Rablez says, Imkar v'reish lachm yikav v'rakal reish and kulam. Rablez is Mekel when Mumin and Tamimim get mixed up, that if one of them is Nikrav, you could bring all of them. Since he's Mekel that way, he's Taylor, that the one you brought was the Baal Mum, license he holds. That means the Reish, it's okay. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Mekel so much. The Rabbanan hold the mice in that, so Taisus asks the Kasha, aye, the Rabbanan hold that you can't bring them. So the Rabbanan seem told that even with the Ruvis is that way. Is the Gemara going like Rabbelezer? It's two Turuts, and one is Enechinami, we're going like Rabbelezer. Or, even the Rabbanan is only arguing that mean the Rabbanan is that way. Even though he brings it, the Brice over there says that the Rabbanan hold me the Raisa, it's a problem. But the Rabbanan of the Mishnah don't seem to hold that way because the Lashon of the Rabbanan in the Mishnah is, I feel a carve a kul chutz etzim yetsu lebeis shreifa, but the ones that you were makriv, you could leave there, imol layerdu. Normally by a balmum, you don't say imol layerdu. Well, normally by a balmum, you say the yerdu. So why do they hold by the other ones imol layerdu? Vaisis held it's only derabbanan. That's what Taisa says. So come days, according to Taisa, three shittas in the Tanan, that the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold that it's midirabbanan, the Rabbanan there, and the Braisa holds it's deraisa. The Dva has a pshat that even the Rabbanan of the Braisa they hold is the Rabbanan. Al Kolpanim, the question is, why do we need a pasuk for? Why do we need a pasuk for? Tepik lay, there's a din a bitl b'raif. We notice a din a bitl b'raif. Neither Isa chad b'chir badli. If you have, let's say, a chatichas nevela that gets mixed up in chatichas of shkuta, so the halacha is, if one nevela and two shkuta, he says, chad b'chir badli gomas b'raif, there's a teruvis, this is like a teruvis of yavish b'yavish. A teruvis where it's not physically mixed, it's just we don't know which one's nevela, which one's shkuta. That's why it's called a teruvis. It's mixed because we don't know which one is which. And we say if raiv of them is kasher, it's all in by kasher. So why do you say the same thing? And why do we need a special pasuk that it's only them, but now the teruvis, mean the raisa ruba batli? Now you see from the taste of shana and dvar, they don't say directly on this question, but there's zicha learning that enechanami, if it's raif to me, when you need a pasuk, you'll say bitul b'raif, the case is maksa l'maksa. When it's maksa l'maksa, when it's half to me, half balimum, so it's a safig ashakal, so then, midaraisa, you'll say, safig daraisa l'chumra. And mele, the pasuk's telling you that it's mutter. And that's what they say, that's the case of Rabbi Lezer, he didn't say clearly that the balimumin, that the tumim may know more than the balimumin, who are then, if it's equal. And the shaila is, what if a ket? What if the bali mumin is more? Because the pasuk is saying that the n it's not meratza. The teruvis is meratza. But what if the tamimim are batal and the bali mumin? It would sound like a bissel. The way they're learning, their blaz is not necessarily talking about with the tamimim are more. Who are them when the maksal maksa? But if you need dafke either more or maksal maksa, but if the bali mumin are more, then it's no good. Then it's no good midaraisa, even according to Abelezer. So vaita, they're saying like stomach tani in both cases, but it's anyway not stomach tani. It's only a question of they're exactly equal. But if let's say the tamimim are more, so anyway you don't need a pasuk. And let's say the balimum are more, anyway the pasuk doesn't help. The pasuk's only when it's exactly equal. So can say not. It could be that once the pasuk says that it's only when it's Ben, not when it's Hayadei Teruvis. So then, state in the pasuk that even when it's roi vali mumin, it's good. See, there's a Taisus Rashi, a famous Taisus Rashi about Metzia Davavim in days, by a series Adav, lay a series suffix, that Taisus there asks the Kasha, when you have roi, why is it a suffix? So Taisus Rashi says, even if it's roi, it's called a suffix. Not a vadai. You go bus a roi, it doesn't make it a vadai. So the Chara, who would in here, even if there's roi vali mumin, it would still be called b'teruvis. Yeah, yesh lion b'zeh. Now the Mirschias in the back asked the Kasha, that the Rambam holds a suffix deraisa lekulim deraisa. So why need a pasuk for? Why need a pasuk for? It's a suffix. So that's another kasha. You know, first we ask the kasha, when you have roiv tmimim, why need a pasuk? It's mashmei nechanami. For the Taisa Shanim, it was mashmei nechanami. When you have roiv tmimim, you don't need a pasuk. The pasuk is when you have half and half, and maybe even when you have roiv vali mumin, like we're saying from the Taisa Rosh, that that's not called a vadai. The Mirschias is asking a kasha, even when it's a suffix, why need a pasuk for? According to the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that the din of suffix deraisa l'chum is the rabbanon digadin. I mean, deraisa, suffix deraisa is l'kula. So why need a pasuk? It's a suffix. So he says that the Rambam is made by ikvi yisura. When you have a suffix, meaning you don't know if it's chaylev or shuman, the Rambam holds me deraisa, you can eat it. But if you knew there was chaylev here, you don't know which one is chaylev, then the Rambam is maskim that you don't say suffix deraisa l'kula. Even me deraisa, you'd say suffix deraisa l'chumra v'chay gavna. Well, the Chayil, if you were saying, could say another teretz, which is came with the Pnei Yeshua, says, the Ilam will ask on the Rambam, by Safik Mamzer. It says, we say, Mamzer Vandev, Loi Mamzer Safik. According to the Rambam, why need a Pasuk, Mamzer Vandev, Loi Mamzer Safik? Typically, anyway, Safik is Mutter. So the Pnei Yeshua says the teretz, when you have a Raiv. When you have a Raiv, it's still called a Safik, like we're saying from this day Zerush. But then, you have a Heter of Mamzer Vandev, Loi Mamzer Safik. Now, Shankain, if you had said Safik, the Raisa Lakula, when you have a Raiv Lachumra, you wouldn't say that. So you could say the same thing here. Even if you don't go with the Mitzchias of Ikvi Sura, the Rambam's Maida, we could say, Al Kapanim, when there's Raiv Vali Mumin, that's for sure. You wouldn't say Safik Dereis Lekula. That's why I need the Pasuk tell you, but first it's a Teruvis, it's not a Vadei Balmum, and Melami Dereis it's Mutter. Or you could say another Teretz, like the Maritz Teretz. The Maritz Teretz is all brought in the Shev Shmeitzer, Shmeitzer Aleph, Perik Aleph. The Maritz Teretz, why the Rambam would hold, why would you need a pasuk telling you, Mamzer, Mamzer, Vandev, Mamzer, Safik, anyway, Safik, Dereis, Lekula. So Maritz says, could a Safik Mamzer marry both a Bas Yisrael and the Mamzeris? If it was only Al Safik, Dereis, Lekula, so Mimanashuk is doing an Isser. You can't marry both. Maybe you can marry one, but Mimanashuk, you can't marry both. But once it's a din of Mamzer, Vandev, Mamzer, Safik, so then it's Mutter. It's Mutter, B'teris Vadai. So there's no Miman of Shech then. So who would in here? If you go and take all these Evarim and throw them as back at one time, you are even Issa Vadai. So Al Savik Dereis Lekula, of course you couldn't do it. But Al Siz Din, that's only when it's the end, not when it's with Taruvis. So even if you throw them all at one time, it's okay. So I think there's even a Svara, you find this even Lemaisa by Savik Dereis Lekula, that you can't say Savik Dereis Lekula even to be Matter 1, if Haimanayu Mafkis. Let's say you have a suffix. If it's this one's Asa, that one's Asa. So you want to say Safik Dereis Lekula, so what are you going to do? To do both, then you did a Vada Yisr. To do one, which one will you do? So merely you have to ask the both. Al Kapanim Zikha to throw them all at one time, with Zikha you wouldn't have Safik Dereis Lekula. And that's why we need the Pasuk to be Mat, that will be Miyasha Dereis Lekula's Kasha. Now, in the Isri of the Gemara want to know, according to Rav, that holds Baal Chaim Ein and Nidachim, but why should Yedafka bring the first one? And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi holds mitzvah b'rishayin. In the case of Rabbi Yasi, the Gemara says, L'maskan is, if you mafresh a Pesach and it got lost, and you mafresh another one, then you found the other one. So Mela, Rabbi Yasi says, mitzvah b'rishayin. Mitzvah b'rishayin. So here also it's mitzvah b'rishayin. So there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam passing is like Rav. The Rambam says, the case where one of them dies, so you bring the Sheni Shebezug Rishon, the original one that you were makriv, that's the one you bring. The one, right, you have, let's say the case of Sela Zazel dies. So you have a Sela Hashem, Sela Zazel, Zazel dies, you bring another two. So you bring the original Sela Hashem, together with the new Sela Zazel. And the one that's here is the second Sela Hashem. So it sounds like the Rambam is passing, first of all, like Rav, he also sounds like he's passing Mitzvah B'Rishon. So, The problem is, in Hilchus Karim Pesach, the Rambam brings the case of the Karim Pesach, HaMafrish Piskav Av Vish Achatachtav, And the Rambam there says, Eze Shiyir Tziyakriv. So the Rambam doesn't seem to pass it like Rabbi Yossi. So how come here, in Yuma, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the Rambam passes to bring Dafka the first one. It doesn't say he can bring either one. He says the first one, so he seems to hold Mitzvah Berishit. But there in Hilchos Pesach, he says, bring either one. Bring either one. Not like Rabbi Yossi. So does he pass like Rabbi Yossi or not? He clearly passes like Rav, the Balachayim Ein and Nidachin, but the question is he passes like Rabbi Yossi? And Mitzvah Berishit in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he sounds like he does. But in Hilchos Pesach, he says, Eze Shiyetzi Yaakov, so what's the Pshat? So the Rikurka says, two chalukim. One declares to say, two turetzim. One declares to say, the Rambam doesn't really mean you have to bring the Rishon. The Rambam says you bring the Rishon, meaning you could bring the Rishon. As though you might think you have to bring the Shein, because Balachayim Nidachim, so the Rambam, you could bring the Rishon, but doesn't really mean to say that you have to bring the Rishon. Another Pshat he says is, no, the Rambam means you have to bring the Rishon, but it's different. Because in the case in by Karban Pesach, when you were Makdish the Sheni, you didn't know that you're going to find the Rishon. So you were Makdish the Sheni to be exclusive. So then you can bring either one you want. Mashen came here by Yom Kippur, when you were Makdish the Sheni, only doing it because you need to do it on Stagrala. But when you're being Makdish the Sheni, you know you can bring the Rishon. So that's what you should do. You shouldn't be Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring it. You should be Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring the Rishon. Now, Shaykhim, when you lost the Rishon, so now you're Makdish the Sheni al-Das to bring it, then you find the Rishon, then it's Chal Vadin, you can bring whatever you want. The Mitzvah Berishon is only when at the time of the Hekdah of the Sheni you had the Rishon around. Now, Shaykhim, when you lost the Rishon, there's no Mitzvah Berishon. So the Lacha Mishnah, and Nochaz Elezer Purim says it's a Pella. The Mirikurkis says this, and the Kesef Mishnah brings it down, and he says them that way. There's a Pella. He says, the very next halach in the Rambam says, when you lost the power of the Sar of Yom Kippurim, and you mafresh others tachtayim, and you find it, so you should bring the first ones. And here he says, Ez Shitz Yaakov. It's not like either of the two terutzim. That halacha maybe could be saved the two terutzim. You could say it doesn't mean to bring the Rishon Medafke, it means to say you could also bring the Rishon. And you shouldn't say Balachayim Nidachim. Or you could say it's different because you didn't lose it. You have the Rishon the whole time, so male the Mitzvah Berishon will remain. But here you lost it. It's exactly the same case. You lost the Pesach, and there and you Makdish another one, and you find the Pesach, and there he says, Eze Shiyetz Yaakov. You lost the Parvasar Shem Kippurim, and you Makdish another one, and now you have both, and he says, bring the first one. Now, Shapella, the Kesef Mishnah, where Kirkus, they don't sit with the next halach in the Rambam. So like the Mishnah says, that there's the difference in Chatas and Pesach. Chatas is Chamira, it's Boil HaKapara, that's why you have to bring the first one. Pesach's not so Chamer. But the Chachan Tzvi is like very broad. The Chachan Tzvi is in Simon Mem Hei. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says it's the same thing. The Gemara says that the Din by Yom Kippur, to bring the first one, comes from the Din of Pesach, where Rabbi Yossi says to bring the first one. Why should the Rambam be Mechalek? What would Druk the Rambam to Mechalek? The Gemara says, what's Pshat and Rav? He holds like Rabbi Yossi. Zok the Rambam, no. Rabbi Yossi is by Pesach. So there, the Rav doesn't hold the way. Rav holds like Rabbi Yossi, Svara by Chatos. Or a chilek between if it got lost, or you just had a grola. The Gemara doesn't make this chilukim. Why should we make this chilukim on our own? I guess the Teretz could be, because there it's a Stam Mishnah like the Rabbanan, and like Rabbi Yossi. And here it's a Stam Mishnah. The Gemara says, Dekim Asis and Kavasi the Rav. It's like a Stam Mishnah that you bring the first one. And Mel the Rav wanted to stim it. But that's the Chayi Shvet. The Chayi the Gemara is putting the two together. Why should the Rav separate it? So the Chachan Tzvi says, a Geshmak HaTeretz. He says, you only say Mitzvah Berishayin when it's a choice. You can only have one. You can't bring both Karbanis. So like by Yom Kippur, you can only have one. The other one's going to be Yira. The other one's going to be wasted. You can only do one. So then it's a Mitzvah Berishon. Reb Yossi holds by Pesach, it's also a way. Since Reb Yossi happens to hold Balachayim Nidachin, which is a separate child, Reb Yossi holds like Reb Yehuda and Balachayim Nidachin. Reb Yossi holds that the one you're going to bring for a Pesach is a Pesach, and the other one you can't bring is a Shlomim. The other one you have to be Yirev, the other be Dom of Shlomim. So Memela, you're only going to bring one. Because Reb Yossi holds Balachayim Nidachin. But the Rambam holds Balachayim Einim Nidachim. That's what the Rambam paskins. So according to the Rambam, you're going to bring one as a Pesach, one as a Shlomim. Zag de Chachan Tzvi, there's no mitzvah rishon for Pesach. Shlom zecha good the carbon. They're both good karbanis. One's going to be a Pesach, one's going to be a Shlom and Gevaldik. There's no mitzvah rishon for a Pesach. If the other one's going to be Yireh, the other one's going to be wasted. So mitzvah rishon. Let the rishon be mikrav, let the other one be wasted. But if they're both going to be brought as karbanis, which one's the Pesach, which one's the Shlomim, that is not afkamina. So Biesi holds Balei Chayim Nidachim, once you lost it, and you can use another one. You can't use it as a Shlomim, so they're mitzvah rishon. Because the other one's going to be wasted. Mashenk and the Ramos Balei Chayim Einam Nidachim, so there's no Chiluk Pesach and Shlomim. You can bring either one of them. Either one of them is good.